Arizona's unemployment rate in May was 6.7%. Last week, the federal government reported the country's unemployment rate in June rose to 5.9% despite adding 850,000 jobs. There are reports of some companies and industries struggling to find enough workers and of employees leaving their jobs and being more choosy when looking for a new one. To get a sense of what's going on in the state's labor market, I'm joined by Dave Wells, research director at the Grand Canyon Institute. And Dave, what is the balance right now in terms of available jobs versus available workers?
There's lots of available jobs and there's lots of available workers, and there's lots of workers who are moving from one job to another. So it's a very turbulent job market in that context.
What are you seeing in terms of the types of industries that are having the hardest time finding people to fill open jobs?
So it's generally the lower paying industries are probably having the hardest time because the people who are filling jobs in that area have choices. And as a consequence, so these are jobs that have always had high turnover, such as in the retail sector or in the leisure and hospitality sector. So turnover rates have gone up higher, meaning people are quitting jobs to find new jobs because they're trying to find better work options than before. And at the same time, everybody's trying to recover from the pandemic. So there's a lot of employers trying to ramp up to meet the demand as people are trying to go back to some sense of normalcy. And all those things are colliding. And that's creating, you know, employers are usually at a hard time keeping and retaining workers or just simply having that same experience, but it's being magnified. And workers are in a better position than they've been historically to actually be able to choose a job that best fits their needs.
What are workers finding in terms of jobs that maybe pay them better, have other benefits? We've seen, for example, you referenced some low wage type jobs where the wages are being increased and some companies are offering, you know, paid vacation time or health benefits, things like that, to try to entice workers to come work there.
Yeah, I think this is one of the good outcomes of COVID. The CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan and so forth infused a lot of stimulus money into the households and workers, along with the bonuses to unemployment. And that's put a lot of households who are in a little bit of a stronger position than they've been before to be able to continue to job search and not be under threat of becoming homeless or starving. And I think that, so it's sort of shifted the balance in a way that we haven't seen in decades in the United States, in a way that has empowered a number of workers to take better control of their lives, to try to find jobs that best match their needs. And it's created, you know, some challenges for employers. But I think on balance, that's really going to be a good thing for workers and families. But we're going through that transition period right now.
Do you see that as a permanent shift?
Well, it's hard to know if anything's permanent. Because it's something that used to be the case after World War II, where we really helped, had a strong middle class and so forth. We're seeing movement politically in a direction of like improving the minimum wage, which Arizona did starting in 2016's election. We're also seeing a number of states improve paid child leave and things like that. So I think those things are, we're moving in that general direction. But on the other hand, Arizona doesn't have a strong history of supporting that very well. So we'll have to see how that sort of plays out. And on top of that, we also want to keep in mind there's what I call the missing moms. So, you know, when COVID has struck, one of the other things that happened is childcare essentially disappeared and kids had to stay home and especially moms who usually have the main burden of that, you had to stay home and move out of the labor force. And as a consequence, we've seen a lot of, especially people with like a high school degree or so who are modest paying jobs who've left the labor force and haven't gone back in yet. And we need to create better supports. And there's money in the American Rescue Plan. And there's a report out actually from child care providers that are encouraging, you know, ways in which we can use American Rescue Plan funds to make sure that there's more child care available. And also it's better subsidized so that folks who can't afford it can actually get their kids into childcare. And that will enable those moms with younger kids to get back into the labor force.
I want to ask you about the issue of unemployment insurance, because the federal government during the pandemic boosted it a couple times. Arizona, for a little while, took that extra money, but the governor decided to stop taking it before he had to. And then at the same time, the state decided to raise the level of unemployment, the maximum that you could get in this new state budget, and with some triggers in there to determine how long people are able to receive it. Arizona had been the second lowest in the country. When you look at the moves related to unemployment insurance on balance, how has that affected the labor market here over the last several months?
Well, we're going to be watching that. So far, so the data that came out on Friday is the national jobs numbers, where we had about 850,000 new jobs. We won't get the state version of that until the middle of July. And we can look at that. But in general, those are numbers that are generated in like the second week of June. So that would be after Governor Ducey's required the people to do a job search, which started in late May. But it would be before July 10th, which is this week, when the last time people will get the $300 extra supplement. Although if they retain a job, they'll be able to get up to $2,000. So it's too early for us to really know how much that's all affected it. But mostly what we've seen in all the numbers is, you know, leisure and hospitality is the one sector that got hit the hardest by COVID. And what we've generally seen is that's been the strongest growth area. So I don't see yet any evidence that we had serious problems due to the bonuses, but it's something that we're going to continue to explore and look at, because different states are doing different things, and it'll enable us to sort of see whether there actually are differences across states.
Given the importance of that particular industry, leisure and hospitality, to Arizona and its economy, is that a good sign for the state going forward? Do you think that this sector that is so vital to our economy seems to be picking back up?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, I say this is a sector that has high turnover typically and is not usually paid very well. So they're running into the same challenges that trying to, you know, hire and also retain workers, and workers having different options. And a lot of workers are also reconsidering their choices, meaning a lot of people want to work from home more and have more flexibility. And they're looking for those kind of options. And if they're not able to be provided in the leisure and hospitality sector, they might be looking in other fields. So these are all things going on. But generally, I think, yeah, we're definitely on the road to recovery, even if it's going to be a slightly different kind of path than we were used to.
All right. That is Dave Wells, research director at the Grand Canyon Institute. Dave, as always, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Glad to join you, Mark.